Central Victoria's Gold, Peter Frampton, show me the way. It's a 8:15. Time for the dog spots. A very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
We've got a very common problem. I reckon we've touched on this before, but it's a message from Bev, and she's got a spoodle, I think it is, that barks when the vacuum cleaner goes off. I bet you've heard about this a million times.
This is a very common issue for many households around the world, so you're not alone, Bev. And I think part of the issue is that you've got a number of things going on with the vacuum cleaner. You've got a high-pitched sound. Now, dogs' hearing is actually better than ours at higher frequencies, so that sound is probably like being 80 years of age at an AC/DC concert right next to the speaker, I would imagine. So it really affects their hearing, and they can pick it up, and they can pick it up from longer distances. So that's the first thing that you're dealing with. Then you've got this thing that creates movement. Now, dogs' eyes are wired towards motion and especially down low to the ground. Imagine if they were running in the paddock and there's a little rabbit there. They're down low to the ground and they see especially perfectly clear through there. So you've got this combination of things happening. So for your dog, the reaction is most likely fear and feeling threat. So what we have to do there, it's a bit like if I was trying to deal with a fear that I have, we've got to be very careful and slow and methodical about the steps that we take. Here's an example of what not to do. I've got a little fear of spiders, and my younger brother decided to take me to the movies to see Arachnophobia.
Big now, mistake.
Oh, I was scratching and freaking out for weeks to go. So what we want to do is first, when your dog is relaxed, just have the vacuum cleaner in a corner. Don't turn it on. Don't do anything at all. But let that vacuum cleaner become a part of the surrounds. And then after your dog's not having any reaction at all, maybe put it in another area so that we are teaching the dog that the vacuum cleaner isn't going to eat you. It's going to be fine. In the meantime, whatever you're vacuuming, maybe vacuum while somebody's taking the dog for a walk, so we don't have that noise going into the backyard and the dog freaking out. And then what we want to do is that's the desensitization part of things. And once we've got the dog really comfortable with the vacuum cleaner existing in the environment, then what we want to do is turn it on while we're patting or giving treats at a distance that the dog is comfortable. And then once we've slowly got the dog used to the sound, then we want to build in the motion. And that might just be one little movement from point A to point B, nothing major, again giving the dog time to get used to it. And that's the desensitization. And the counter conditioning is changing the emotional way the dog sees the vacuum cleaner. So if we can pair treats, or what I would do is I would go to my butcher, get a really beautiful bone, and whenever I vacuum on a Saturday morning, I would give the dog a bone so that the dog associates when that vacuum cleaner is on, I get great stuff outside. So we don't get the scratching on the glass. We don't get the carry on. So we're lowering the emotional anxiety about it while we're increasing the existence of the vacuum cleaner in the home. And if you did that for, I reckon, about 6 weeks, you'd have a different relationship with that vacuum cleaner.
So then eventually, could you take away the bone, or would you keep doing that, or would you think the dog would then settle down and not worry about the vacuum cleaner?
So let's say if I did that for 6 weeks and the dog is just, it gets to the point where the dog's trying to turn the vacuum cleaner on, we know we can go to the next stage. So that might be, instead of giving a bone, we might have somebody in the kitchen just doling out little bits of cooked chicken while I'm vacuuming one room. So we take it at the dog's pace, just like with the spiders, we take it at my pace so I've got time. The last thing we want to do is create a bigger emotional stress about that vacuum cleaner, so it's just nice and easy. And this is part of their makeup. It's part of their survival instincts. They go through a period of socialization when they're puppies, and then after that, it's natural to have a fear of unknown things, or things that we, probably somewhere down the line, that dog had a negative association with the vacuum cleaner, and then it's just grown and grown and grown. But that's a good way. But also, Bev, if you're having any more troubles, just shoot me an email and we can give you some more suggestions as well.
So, Joe, is it the fact that the vacuum cleaner is in the cupboard and doesn't come out very often, is that part of the problem as well? If it sat there the whole time, like a TV or something, it wouldn't have any worries about it. It comes out, it's out there for a couple of minutes or 20 minutes, then goes away. Is that part of the issue?
Yeah, it'll be part of the issue. The two biggest things will be the noise, because it's so high pitched. It'd be like putting a drill on right next to my ear. Yep. And the other thing is the movement. Once you pair movement and noise together, it goes from 10-fold to 100-fold with dogs with anxiety, especially if they're high energy dogs as it is.
Yep. Good stuff. If you've got a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. The email is becoming in thick and fast for you,
Joe. I know. It's so exciting. We're getting lots of questions and a varied topics. Exactly right.
Good on you, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday morning at 8:15 on the Dog Spot.